looking at the whole concept of the circular economy, cradle to cradle for 27 years, it seems finally to be coming to mainstream, to fruition. How excited are you?
Yeah, I'm amazed because I wouldn't have expected that. When you see for things which are completely different, cradle to cradle circular economy is so much the opposite of the industry has been doing over 150 years. Yeah. Then you're amazed to see how fast it becomes mainstream. Between the Declaration of Human Rights and the rights for women to vote in Europe, it took 150 years minimum. Yeah. In UK, even nearly 200 years. So it's amazing to see how we can see things happening when people learn that less bad is no good. They don't want to continue with being bad less. You know, they want to be beneficial. And that's so amazing.
And where do you think we can get to? Now we've got this foundation in place. What do you hope to can be achieved in the next few years?
Well, we think we can reinvent everything. But it's not about optimizing existing stuff, not just using PET bottles and make some fleece jackets out of it. But it's really say, what is the right materials? If a company like DSM, for example, would own the 3D printing materials and just sell them as a service, they could use far better 3D printing materials and we would get healthy products. But we need to group around positive things. Like say, look, in 2020, we want to make sure that the indoor air quality in a building is better than outside urban air. Right now, it's 3 to 8 times worse. And when you seal the building, we make the opposite. We make the wrong things perfect, and then they are perfectly wrong. With that, we need to look how to make beneficial stuff. I'm analyzing mussels milk, breast milk. Ellen MacArthur just had a baby 4 weeks ago. I'm so glad to see her here, and she made it. When we analyze breast milk, mussels milk, there are 2,500 chemicals in it. So we could agree today not to produce stuff anymore which accumulates in breast milk. There's not one sample of breast milk which you could sell as drinking milk because the levels are exceeded for several hundred times for some parameters even. So it's about innovation and quality and beauty, no longer about green and about guilt management. It's about making your customer your friend, because when you talk about sustainability, traditionally you are spooking your customer. You tell, please don't buy it, because if you don't buy it, it's even better. Do you really need a new carpet? Yeah. Now you can say, hey, the more you buy, the quicker the company can change. That's why cradle to cradle and circular economy becomes a business concept, because the customer is no longer your enemy keeping you away from zero. No, he's your friend, because the customer helps you to change the company. The customer becomes a change agent, and the more profit the company is making, the more happy you are, because it makes the company faster to make a change.
Great, Michael, thank you very much.